Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Listen to this verse from Psalm 28, verse 7. It says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise Him." We are to rejoice in what God has done for us. He is our strength. Have you been weak? He's our shield. Have you ever needed to be protected? We can trust in Him, and He will help us. And we rejoice in what God has done for us. He gets all the glory. Hi, boys and girls. We're continuing our story, learning about the disciples after Jesus went back to heaven and learning how they began His special Christian church. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray for God's Spirit to be with us. Lord, we can read Your word, but not understand. We are asking and praying that the Holy Spirit will be in our hearts and in our minds so that we can not only know what You want us to know, but that it can change us and change our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. While He was on earth, Jesus had planted the seeds of truth in the minds of thousands of people. Think of all those people along the Lake of Galilee. Think about all the teaching and preaching He did through all the little villages. When He went to the temple and cleansed it and sent out all of the merchants and the animals. Well, now these people knew that their teachers had not been telling the truth. Now they knew that Jesus was the great Messiah for whom they had so long waited. They realized they got it. Jesus was the very one who had come to our world to live and to die for us. I wonder if they wished that they had have known that Jesus was the Messiah when He was actually here on earth. It kind of makes me wonder if they felt like they missed out because they didn't realize everything when He was here on earth. My husband just finished up his master's degree, and as one of the last classes he had to write a book report. And he had read the book, and he just had to write the report and turn it in. Well, things got really, really busy, and he realized that, oh, I forgot to do the book report. And so he looked at when it was due, and sure enough, it was due several days earlier. And it wasn't one of those teachers that said, you can turn it in late, but you'll just get marked off. So he didn't know if maybe he had completely got a zero on this book report. And that was a big part of his grade. So he emailed the teacher and he said, hey, I completely spaced it. I completely forgot. Do I turn it in or not, because he didn't want to write this book report if it wasn't going to be worth anything. And the teacher wrote back and said, hurry up, get it turned in right now, like now. And so my husband wrote the book report and turned it right in. He kind of felt like he had missed it. He had missed his deadline, right? I wonder if that's how people were feeling with Jesus, that they had missed out on knowing that he was the Messiah. But there's a term that says better late than never. Do you know what that means? It means that it's better to do it late than to not do it at all. Or it's better to know something late than to not know it at all. Now they knew that Jesus was the very one who had come to our world to live and to die for us. Jesus had kept his promise that the Holy Spirit would give special power to help his disciples tell others about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit was helping thousands of people to understand about God's kingdom and to live like Jesus. That's where we get the power, boys and girls. We can try to do it on our own. We can try to be a good Christian. We can try to do the right thing. But ultimately, we're going to fail. It's only Jesus and his power that helps us to do what is right. The priests and the rulers had been sure that the people would forget about Jesus after he had died. But was that happening? No, it wasn't. It started small and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Even though the priests and the rulers tried, they couldn't stop the disciples from telling others about Jesus. And then those people told more people about Jesus. And those people told more people until the news was spreading like wildfire. Have you ever had a fire get out of control? It can be really scary. There are some very big fires in California, and there are big fires in Australia that started as just something really, really small, but as the wind blew and as there was lots of fuel or weeds or trees or branches or leaves that were dry and ready to burn, wildfires can start just from one little tiny spark. It can create a massive fire. It can destroy homes. It can destroy people's lives. It destroys animals. When fires get out of control, it's scary and it's dangerous. That's kind of how the priests and the Pharisees were feeling. They were feeling like this Jesus message was getting out of control. Everything was going like crazy and they could not stop it. They tried and they tried, but there was nothing they could do to stop it. But why was it going like crazy? Because people needed to know the truth. They needed to know that Jesus is their Savior, that he wants to help them, and that he loves them. More and more people were choosing to love, trust, and obey Jesus. The Holy Spirit was helping the disciples to be brave and bold as they preached. They were no longer afraid. Let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 33. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. We just have one verse to look up today. Acts chapter 4, and then we're going to read verse 33. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. Let's see what that says.
And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.
Now, were they telling people with just a little bit of power? What does the Bible say? It says with what kind of power? Great power. You are right. With great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Try to say great grace a lot, like 10 times fast. Great grace, great grace. It's a lot. It doesn't just mean a little bit of grace, but a lot of grace. Isn't that neat? That Jesus gave them the power and the grace that they needed for the job that he gave them to do? Did you know that Jesus has a special job for you, boys and girls? He has a very special job that he wants you to do for him. I don't know what that is, but you each have talents that are special and that you can do that not everyone can do, something that you're really good at. I want you to talk with your family and see how God might be wanting to use you in your family and to your neighbors and to spread his message to the world. Can you do that? I want you to let me know. You can even write to me at SeedPod at Starting with Jesus and tell me what talents God has given you, what you're really good at, and a way that you can use that talent for Jesus. Can you do that for me? Well, before we go, we're going to pray and ask Jesus to give us the Holy Spirit so that we have that great power and the great grace to share his love with others. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we pray that you will come into our hearts. Give us your power and your grace, your love, your care. Help us to be more and more like you. We need your power so that we can share others about your message, that you are coming again, you're coming soon, and we need to tell people so they can be ready. We love you, Lord. Amen. We have our memory verse, Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Have you been enjoying this song? I know I have. I love these memory verse songs. I think they're my favorite. Let's go ahead and sing this together.
Acts 4:31.
When they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. When they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Hey moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.